going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We are back, folks, and we're here at the Miller Tent at Jazz Fest, and we want to thank Miller for partnering up with us. We really appreciate it. If you're ready to go party, now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Lanyap. That's Lanyap. Now go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win. All you have to do is listen at 9, noon, 3, and 6. Today, for the code word of the day, you'll see Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, KG Elephant, Santana, Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. We are going to continue meeting with our vendors, and we have a vendor that's joining us here, Chetwan Smith, with Sweet Soul Food. You are a new vendor this year at Jazz Fest. First year?
Yes.
And you don't look nervous. She has a beautiful smile. She's sitting here very nonchalant. You don't look nervous at all, babe. You got it, right?
Yes.
Now, tell us what you guys are offering.
We're offering collard greens, sweet potatoes, cornbread, and our fried cauliflower and our sweet heat cauliflower, all vegan.
All vegan?
Yes.
And describe, if you would, for me, because we've talked to a couple of folks that have vegan offerings. There's a special prep for vegan, right?
Well, vegan just means no animals.
No animals.
No dairy, no eggs. It's just vegetables, pretty much.
And you grill or prepare the vegetables in what? Some type of oil or?
No, we cook the regular way. It's just
steaming it?
No, we cook traditional. I mean, because we cook soul food.
Soul food,
so we
right.
do New Orleans dishes, but we do it the traditional way. We fry cauliflower, which we fry it like chicken.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing things the traditional way, the old-fashioned way, keeping things simple, keeping ingredients simple, you know, no chemicals, you know, a lot of that.
Absolutely. So yesterday, first day, what was that like?
It was rough. I'm not going to even lie. It was rough.
Did you get a massage when you got home last night?
Oh, man. We had a lot of obstacles. It's definitely a learning experience. We're up for the challenge, though. I mean, we know New Orleans is a rocky place. So
yeah.
We're going to do it.
Absolutely. I think you will. I mean, you don't look rattled at all, I can tell you. I've interviewed a number of folks that, you know, it was their first year and a couple of times on their first day. And they were like deer in the headlights. it was interesting. And I'm not meaning to make light of it, but it's quite a transition. We were just talking to Pete Hilsum, who does Crawfish Monica. He's been out here 45 years. And he said, you know, every day is another challenge. Every year there's another challenge, and you just got to stay out in front of it.
Yeah, and I love to learn. And, yeah. and you know, from the veterans, the vendors have been, you know, really kind to us. So we've learning, you know, from the veterans, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What is your biggest fear?
We're going to speak positivity. We're going to speak positivity. We want all the moolah we can.
We're not going there, right?
Yes. We don't want no rain. We want everyone to come out, enjoy themselves, and have an awesome time.
You know, this is what is so unique about this festival. First-time vendors, lifelong vendors. I mean, we've talked to vendors that have been here almost the entire time Jazz Fest has been in existence, and that's really what creates that diversity that we have here that is so unique and so invigorating, quite frankly, for everyone. Everyone's talked about how friendly all the other vendors are to one another. You're one day down. Did you feel that?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. We definitely needed the support, and they definitely jumped in and supported us.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Well, best of luck to you. You're in Food Area 2.
Yes.
Right? So, folks, get out
Booth
there.
Booth 28.
Booth 28, Chetwan Smith, Sweet Soul Food.
Yes.
Brand-new vendor this year. So, if you're looking for something new at Jazz Fest, get out there and visit Ms. Smith at Sweet Soul Food in Food Area 2. Congratulations to you and best
Thank
of luck.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We have a rock star in the house with us in many, many ways. And I am just so pleased to be here. But it's a rock star with a brush. And he has done 8 Jazz Fest posters. If you were listening earlier, Bud corrected me. I got the number wrong. And he just politely said, you're wrong. It's 8. James Michalopoulos, who is the poster artist this year, which was something very unique, Bud was telling me, as opposed to all of the other years. But welcome to the show, James.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's great to see you. I am told that your posters are the hottest selling posters in the world.
Yes. It's just one more reflection of the acute intelligence of the New Orleans community and the Jazz Fest community.
I love it. I mean, but you know, there's so many different nuances about Jazz Fest that people don't actually know about. You know, I'm sure people got it wrong, too. They didn't know that you've done 8 posters. And I guess each and every one is unique, obviously, in its own right.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's a cool thing about it, too. And I think what it speaks to is that, you know, the poster should be mostly about the artist on the poster rather than the artist who made it. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, look, I'm fine that there's an effect, but, you know, it's a celebration of that particular artist. And, you know, for me, to get behind that person's character, to capture their mood, their energy, that's it, you know, that's my job. And, you know, if I fade into the background, that's great. That's just fine.
So does a concept come to you, or there is a collaboration in the development of a concept?
There is a collaboration, but the concept has to come to me. And, you know, what that grows out of usually is, like, association with the music. So I get there with the artist, you know, hanging there with their work, with them personally when it's possible, with their videos. And, you know, it's sort of an attempt to get to really know their character. And out of that, it just grows. It's natural. You know, you go, oh, look at this. You know, Tank dances, her arms unfold. You know, she's looking for magic and she sees it. And, you know, it's just, oh, my goodness. Then you've got the dancers around her supporting that magic unfolding. And so it works. It's easy.
When you started out, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that your work would be presented? I looked at the list of museums where your work has been presented and, yeah, and where, you know, art galleries across the world. And then the level and the number of artists, I mean, that you've had a chance to depict in art.
Yes.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that that would happen?
No, actually, you don't. Oh, I don't at least think that way. I think that, you know, my biggest challenges are every day in front of me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not something that I'm present to. Although there is this notion that I work a bit, and that is that I have a commitment to contribution. And I want to do something that enlivens, you know. And so that drives me. You know, like I get up and I go like, man, I feel something. And I'm working on this picture of a yellow house up in the Bywater. And it's got a lovely sidewalk with all these bushes growing over it. It's wild. Mm-hmm. And I go like, you know, it's just stunning. The sunlight on it with this amazing crepe myrtle cutting across in front of it. And I'm going like, oh, if I can get it in there, you know, you'll feel it too. And so it's a very exciting thing. And you get a chance to, like, be inspired by that and make something that's hopefully re-inspiring that appreciation and life around it.
And I guess that that's your motivation each and every day. I mean, I hear it in your voice inflection as you're describing it.
That's exactly right.
I mean, your whole face lights up.
Yes, it is. It's like amazing. And I go like, I can't believe they pay me for this. You know, it's like, it's crazy. I go like, okay, that is the most stunning thing I'm thinking of or seeing today. Now, what I do is I spend the day with it, right?
Right. Yeah.
And if I succeed, which I'm hell-bent on doing, right? I'm
right.
not, like, going into this casually. It's going to be whatever it takes, right? I named a piece recently, Whatever It Takes, because it took a lot. And, you know, you go into that, but coming out, you feel like, you know, you've made some magic and life is good. And I'm looking forward to the next one.
And there are pressures as you go through that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious, is there a pressure when you have to develop a Jazz Fest poster?
Sure there is.
I just talked to some folks that are playing today.
Yeah.
And he said, of all the places I've played in the world, the place where I am the most nervous, Aaron Wilkinson with the Swamp Band, he said it's Jazz Fest. Mm. And I play in front of these people more than any other folks that I've ever played in front of in the world. Is it the same feeling for you somewhat?
Well, I wouldn't say that it is nervous in a sense. I mean, like, it's a challenge, and it's an important one, you know. And the way that I would frame it is that this is something that this event, this festival, is so important for people. And often they have a special relationship with an artist, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Louis Armstrong or Fats or Mac Rebenack, you know, people have a deep love and association with somebody. So yeah, you got a lot on your plate, man. You
yeah.
serve up a sloppy Mac, and you know you're set up for a heart attack. It's like you got to get it right, dude. You know, like so go there. You got to go there, swing out, you know, and take your best shot. Right? You better. And if you're going to go down, well, you're going to go down, but at least you did your best, right?
Yeah. Because these folks are incredible in their own right, right?
I mean, you know? They're not there for nothing. Really.
Right. Yeah.
Believe me, they are troopers tried and true, and, you know, they've earned it. So it's a tremendous honor for them, and, you know, it's not something you want to screw up.
No, because you kind of hold this in the palm of your hands, and you have to manage and kind of massage it very carefully, right?
Absolutely.
The presentation.
I mean, on one end, you run the risk of offending them,
yes.
right? You know? But
and
also,
then the millions of people that love them.
Oh, my God. You could do yourself some serious reputational damage very quickly. Oh, man, it's a big opportunity and, you know, an opportunity that could go south. Yeah, so.
And I guess that, you know, you've done eight now and you still feel that same excitement about doing it each time?
I think it's a great challenge. It's very yeah. interesting. You know, I spend my year painting and I do what I want. I paint what I want. I paint what's exciting for me. And that's my general rule. So, like, what's exciting?
Yeah.
That turns me on and I go there and do it. And then somebody shows up. I don't do many commissions, but this is a very important commission that, you know, gives me a chance to relate with a lot of people at one time and give back to my community and talk about the love of music, which, you know, it's behind my art all the time.
Yeah.
I take that inspiration. And so there's a chance for me to share here in a big way. It takes me in different directions and I break new ground.
Yep.
So it's a wonderful thing. It cracks me out of my everyday.
Now, you have done work in multiple medium.
Yep.
Still doing that?
And yes, I do work in, I'm still a printmaker. I make some sculpture episodically. I paint and draw. Yeah.
And is there something that motivates you more to a certain medium rather than others?
Certain things take to one medium or another. Or, like, sometimes it shows up for me. I look at somebody or something and I say, that would be a great block print. Or that would be a screen print. Or that would be this or that. Yeah, it does show up for me, you know. Because, you know, each medium has its strong points and lends itself. That said, you know, I'm mostly an oil painter, you know.
Right.
And you can do just about everything with paint. So, you know.
But it always seemed to me that one of the cornerstones to your success is the diversity of what you offer up. Do you feel that sense?
I do. And I think some of it is, it's diversity in mediums. It's also diversity in subject matter. You know, I enjoy landscape. I like painting figures, and people like my architecture. So, you know, one time somebody said when they looked at my art, they said, "It's boy art, isn't it? You could do women, architecture, and cars." And, he was on to something. Well, there is definitely some boy in all of that. But I have a broad range of interests. I love a lot of things out there. I'm interested in a lot of things. And I'm lucky enough that I work in a medium that, you know, you can paint. You can paint a coffee cup as well as you can paint a tree or an apple or a person, right? So who knows? You know, I'm able to let it range.
A lot of artists claim that they're inspired by a place.
Yeah.
Geography.
Yeah.
Is New Orleans that for you?
Absolutely. There's no place in the world that inspires me as much as New Orleans. Although I do find inspiration in many places, I keep coming back to home. And there's a unique urban environment here. Nobody in the world has the collection of small homes along roads that we do. You feel like you're inside when you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much character, and it's so unique. It is a magical, mystical world, and I'm just kind of like blessed to find it and still inspired by it. I could paint here for another 200 or 300 years, and I wouldn't work it out.
We were just talking off Mike, about a bar off of Poland Avenue.
Yeah, BJ's.
BJ's.
Yeah.
That whole neighborhood out there
has
always intrigued me. The architecture, the homes, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I see a house that's abandoned or an abandoned lot, it depresses me.
Oh, man.
You know, and do you get that same feeling sometimes?
Do I ever. I turned on a road off of Claiborne this morning, heading over to the Jazz Fest. Last week there was a home on the corner, a little double, humble dwelling. But it's like a missing tooth for me now. I mean, it just made me so angry. I'm like, where is the mayor? Why isn't this house saved? This city has a precious resource in its small buildings. When these small buildings are gone, when we've ignored that heritage, we're any place. We have a lovely and amazing heritage here, and it needs to be protected because it's a world resource at this point. It's a heritage for the world in how to live well, in how to make a beautiful built urban environment. So it is critically important. For me, if I were king, I would say we've got to save every single one. You would not be able to tear it down. We'd have to redo it. And when we redo them, we'd have to be respectful of their traditional style and scale of buildings, looking to recreate this marvelous, unique urban landscape that we've been gifted with.
We got to do a commercial with you about that.
I'd love to.
I mean, those words were so inspiring about what it is that's unique about this place that we call home, that we take for granted.
Yeah, it's so easy to forget about.
You know, I mean.
Yeah. Look, I'm on my way over here, and I'm looking, and I go back North Galvez Street there on the way to the racetrack, and there's amazing trees, right? They're at least 150 years old. And that's not a favored neighborhood.
Right.
That's often, you know, it's by the tracks. And it is a stunning witness to urban planning, urban growth of trees, just a magnificent shade cover. And as you say, a unique gift to us. I love that. I determined myself I'm going back over to that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I came up Fortin this morning on along the racetrack. All little cottages.
Sure.
The best front porches you ever saw in your life. You want to talk about living well? Really.
Yeah.
Take a walk down Fortin. These people are out on the front porch. You can only sit in one chair. And they are the best seat you could possibly imagine. Surrounded by plants, protected from the sun. It's gorgeous.
And if you're in a rocking chair, it's even more better.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, man.
James Michalopoulos, thank you so much for joining us today.
Super
pleasure. I could talk to you forever. I'm telling you, we could just go on and on. I really love your passion. Not only for what you do, but for this place that we call home. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed being here, and I would love to come back and talk about it again. I got a lot of things to say, and it was great to have a chance to just express my gratitude for the festival and for the city that inspires it.
And this city thanks you.
Hey.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Miller Lite venue at the Jazz Fest. This venue is absolutely incredible. It's the place to be for sure during the day. We have a unique opportunity. We have Dana Hahn from Tempero's Market Kitchen. They make homemade fresh Gulf fish, tacos, shrimp tacos, veggie tacos. And John Michel, the VP of Operations for Miller, who's been out here 24 years. Dana's been out here 10 years. John, let's start with you. Y'all run a huge operation out here, and every time I come out early in the morning, it's amazing the activity that I see, and everything is just falling right into place.
Happens like that every year, Noel. No problem. We, we're blessed with a great crew that has a lot of experience out here, and the guys that are working on this team, they do it in their off time, basically, after doing a normal job during the day. But yeah, they've been at it for many years.
Absolutely. And Dana, you've been out here about 10 years, right. A couple of little hiatuses in between.
Correct.
What's the your experience out here, what is unique about it? Everyone has a story to tell about what is so unique about Jazz Fest for them.
Well, for us, it's really about connecting with people. You know, and a lot of that is, some of it's our customers. Some of it is their new customers, their visitors to the city. But also, it's about the camaraderie that is develops between food vendors and the musicians. We see musicians every year who want our food and come back. So, yeah, it's really about relationships and just we feel like it's, like a home.
Absolutely.
You summed it up earlier on the show. It's a fraternity. It's a family.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's everybody out here. You get to know the people. And you look forward to coming out.
Well, what's interesting with you guys have a lot of staff out here, and I see your guys helping everybody.
Yes.
We're
all here to get one thing done.
Yeah.
And put on a really world-class event.
Yeah. Yesterday, first day, how did it work out for you guys?
It was good. It's always, the first day is always a little bit, can we get everything done? You get everything done every year, and you launch it. It wasn't crazy busy, but sometimes that's okay to kind of ease into it. And, we had a good day. We had two booths this year, which we do sometimes. So over at the Cultural Exchange, there was a line the whole time, so that was great.
What is your number one dish?
Number one dish right now is probably our fish taco at the taco booth, and then at the Cultural Exchange, our partners have a flauta dish, which is chicken flauta. That's probably it over there. Yeah.
Are you Hispanic?
I am not. No, our business is actually 50% Brazilian owned, but sometimes we partner with chefs who are doing the cultural exchange. In this case, it's Aya, which is Yves Elizalde, who's mm-hmm. a young local chef,
yeah.
and so he's doing these dishes. But we kind of help with the infrastructure, you know, help get them out there and get them exposed, as it were.
Absolutely. What's the biggest challenge for you guys out here? Let me guess. Last year there was a line wrapped around this thing. I mean, everybody was looking to get in here.
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us is in the weeks prior is the weather. You know, we lost Monday, but luckily we this year we got ahead of it, started dropping equipment and setting trucks and beer out here a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
So by Tuesday of this week, we were done. You know, coming into the fest, so.
Absolutely. You know, it's just such, I look forward to it every year. I'm sure you do too, Dana. You know, I mean, it's just relationship building, and you get to meet all kinds of folks. And I've heard so many incredible stories about international visitors coming back to your booth year after year after year and introducing themselves. And
absolutely, yeah. There's always somebody showing up that, you remember from previous years, and of course, with the international artists come in, they're all looking for something good to eat. So.
No, no doubt. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thank Miller Lite. You know, you guys have been wonderful. This is like the highlight of the year for me, quite frankly. I love coming out here. I thank you all for having me.
Glad to have you.
Look forward to coming out next Thursday as well. Can't wait to do that. Jazz Fest is just so much fun, and you guys, Miller Lite, make it so much more interesting with the venue that you're offering up, and obviously the food vendors.
Yeah, and I want to send a special shout out to our local Gold Fishers who, you know, do a lot of work to bring in the beautiful shrimp and fish and everything for us. Yeah.
Well, thank you all, guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think we're going to have Joe Cabral from the Iguanas join us. And we're going to have them jump in real quick and finish out the show here. I am a big fan of these guys. We have one more. I don't know if we have enough headsets for everybody.
Hey, man.
Either way, how y'all doing?
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you, I want to start off with this little story because I know I saw an interview, Joe, that you did where you have a mixed heritage, Mex and Irish.
Yeah.
Mi mamá es nicaragüensen.
Okay.
And I grew up in listening to Latin music. And y'all's beat is unique.
Yeah,
I love it. I can't get enough of it. I really enjoy it. And the music that y'all put out with four members is huge. When you listen to it and you hear it, it sounds like there are more instruments involved.
Okay.
Okay.
Than there is.
Right. We like to use space as a fifth member.
As a fifth member.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell me, y'all have a unique story of how you guys came together.
I mean, you know, it's like we came together, Rod and I, who's not with us right now, who's not joining us at this time. He and I met years ago and, you know, decided to come to New Orleans in like the late 80s and got down here and we were playing different bands. And then we just kind of eventually, you know, hooked up with Renee and Doug. I mean, you know, it's kind of a long story, but yeah, you know, we ended up here, met, you know, we were guided here by a lot of forces. You know, where's music, where's the music that we dig, where's that from, what is that, what does that mean, you know? And it's like, well, we're both like Latinos and we have mixed heritage, so it was like, well, Texas, the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and then, you know, all this stuff that was kind of, you know, coming from this part of the world. And we ended up just kind of, we met actually the Subdudes. Shout out to our dear friends, the Subdudes, who said, hey, man, you guys should get down to New Orleans and check it out. You won't make any money. It's really hard. But you'll play with a lot of interesting people, and you'll, you know, it's a great, great opportunity. So we said, yeah, you know, why not, man? And we came down here, started playing our stuff, and people dug it. And we were kind of just mostly playing blues and or rock and roll. And then we got an opportunity to play some like Latin dance functions, and they were like, "Don't you guys play some Mexican music?" And we were like, "Yeah, actually, I do know." And I knew a lot because I grew up playing, Mexican music in my father's band, who still plays. And
does he really?
Yeah, he lives in Nebraska. He's 88 years old and still plays the trumpet, and still drinks a lot of tequila, has a lot of fun. And
that's why he's going to live forever.
I think so. And then eventually, we kind of we started our process of getting our band together, and we had various people, and then eventually Renee came into the fold.
To the Iguanas.
Super early on.
We brought Doug Garrison down from Memphis to complete the package.
So
were you like, what is this Latin thing that you wanted me to play?
Well, actually, yeah.
No, I always loved Latin music, right. Bossa Nova. When I was studying with Ellis Marcellus, he goes, one day we're in a lesson, he goes, in the not too near future, Hispanics are going to be the dominant minority in the United States. You should get into Latin music.
Well, I'll tell you this little anecdotal story.
Yes, sir.
So when my mother came to this country.
She's from Nicaragua.
Managua. She went to L.A. She went to work for Capitol Records.
Okay.
As an interpreter, because in 1951-52, started signing Latin artists.
In Los Angeles?
To record deals. Whoa. I was born in L.A.
So like in the Capitol Records
building, Records building in Hollywood.
Wow.
And
wow.
She was an interpreter, spoke English and Spanish.
Far out.
And helped, with talking to Latin band members that were coming in. They had just really started to sign Latin artists at the time.
Yeah. Wow, míralo.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
It was funny.
Good for you, man.
Weekend... We'd go to somebody's house, clear the furniture out in the living room and the dining room, start playing Latin music. I played the maracas, I think, starting when I was 3.
Right on.
And we would dance all night.
Absolutely, man. So let me ask you, are we live right now?
We are.
Wow, brilliant. Well, hello, everybody in WWL listening land. We're the Iguanas, and
the
very great to be here.
Absolutely. I'm blown away that y'all joined me today. I've been a big fan. My sister lives in California. And when she comes to town, she's always looking to see if you guys are playing.
Far up, man. That's very sweet. I had no idea, man. That's
no, absolutely.
Really cool.
I mean, you guys know y'all have a huge following. I mean, people love y'all.
We're pretty blessed to go around and have people that follow us and have been following us for years. You talked to last night we played at Chickiwawa. We did a show.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there listening to Sonny Landreth, who played after us, and we've been touring with Sonny, and it's been really killer, and we love his music, and there's a couple of songs that we just got to go hear because he plays them really great. The one is Brave New Girl is what it's called. We always love to hear that. Anyway, I'm sitting here listening to that song. This woman comes up, and she goes, I got to tell you, man, my special needs son is in a home, and he has a record collection, and his favorite records are the Iguanas, and you got him through so much stuff. And I was like, it just really touched me, man.
Talk about melt your heart.
Yeah, man. I was like, that's so cool. And we it's nice when we have people like that to come around and go, man, you speak to us. You know, your stuff means a lot to us. And it's cool, you know.
What a humbling moment. I mean, we're
grateful, man. Yeah. And so, like, today we'll be out on the Fado Dose stage. As a matter of fact, we're about to wrap it up and go.
Yeah, y'all go on at 1:40.
We hit in a minute. And... It's beautiful because we see our people out there, and they're all like, oh man, I've been following you for 30 years, and it's pretty sweet, man. So thank you very much for the support.
A number of artists have said to me that when they play here, there's a sense of nervousness at Jazz Fest, more so than other venues, and I was curious if that's the same
Well,
for you,
it's, you know,
there's an energy.
Nervousness is, I wouldn't say it's a anticipation, you know, an intensity of you
but,
know.
But that's also for me. That's also like it's like coffee. You know, you're nervous and you're like. So I use that energy to go on the stage and go, okay, you know, this is what I got, and I'm gonna bring it, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it focuses you.
Absolutely.
And a little bit about your story.
Doug Garrison, our drummer. Yeah. Doug, let me just say,
I was a drummer.
If you're looking,
I
for
was
a
never
bit,
good at
if
it.
If you're looking for Doug, it's not hard to find him. You just got to see where anybody is playing on any given night, and you'll find Doug because he is the most in-demand drummer in New Orleans.
I like to play all
kinds of music.
Oops.
Let's see.
He doesn't have
your mic up here.
Up,
we lost you for a second.
Here, Doug.
Jeez. Because, Doug, I'm partial to drummers. I tried it. Never learned to read music. Played by ear. The drummer of a house band at the Blue Room was my instructor.
Oh, really?
That's
many, cool.
many years ago. About 50-something who was that? Years Reed ago. Reed Vaughn? I don't remember his name, oh, to be quite honest okay. with you. I feel bad about that. But
yeah. Well, you know, I love playing all styles. And playing with the Iguanas, I get to play quite a few different ones.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect band for me. I did have to take a crash course in cumbia back in 1993. That was one of the Latin styles that I wasn't familiar with.
It's different.
I moved down here. We immediately started going to Texas and playing a lot. It's kind of our second home.
Yeah.
And got indoctrinated into conjunto music and cumbia.
Kind of curious. Why do you think, I think Latin music's really starting to take off in New Orleans more so than ever right now. I feel it. I sense it. I was glad that French Quarter Fest hosted a number of Mexican bands that played. In fact, we got to see some of them play. Why do you think it's kind of been slow in the process? I mean, we've always had a large Honduran population, a little less of a Guatemalan population.
It's like an almost non-existent
Mexican population
until Katrina.
Right.
And that helped bring a lot of workers in, you know. And, I mean, I don't, you know, it's curious, though, that why, yeah, like why... Why did it go from, you know, Texas was very Mexican, you know, and then it didn't go east for some reason, you know, but now it's definitely way more happening. And I gotta say, man, this year I'm super psyched that the country, the cultural pavilion is featuring is Mexico, man.
Right, yeah.
It's great. Like, the music that they're bringing in is pretty special, and I feel as... like an early sort of practitioner and advocate of that music in New Orleans, I feel a particular kind of pleasure. Gratification and pleasure, because we've been doing Mexican music for in New Orleans for our entire existence. And when we first started, man, people were like, what the hell? These guys are playing Mexican. And then they see me, you know, I look like a pretty older white dude, you know.
Yeah. But, well, no, but no one guesses that I'm Hispanic.
You're Nicaragua. Exactly, man. So, we grew up in the same situation, you
right.
know, and I would be standing in a group of brown people, and they would have no, you know, I think I'm ICE now. You know? Oh, yeah, totally. And then I'm like, but if I open my mouth and start speaking Spanish, they're like, dude, where do you, you're a Mexican. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Mexican. But so it's an interesting time, you know, and it's a beautiful thing that we get to recognize that today at the Jazz Fest do it.
My mother's 91.
Oh, far
and
out,
I still remember her favorite artist, Trini Lopez.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I was cleaning out some things the other day, and I found all these Trini Lopez.
Oh, good nice. For you, man. Yeah, like, that's
and
great,
it brings back
man.
Those days that's what we
bet.
Listened to.
You
know,
bet,
just,
man. Well, listen.
It was a lot of fun.
Guys,
I know you
got to
go. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
For have having a great us. Show. Yeah. We'll be over there because I get off in about 3 minutes. And
all right.
My wife's meeting me, so we're going to come by and see the Iguanas.
Well, maybe, do we have an MC?
Y'all do. That's okay.
Okay, probably over there. But, you know, everybody will be here, you know, in town all 2 weeks here. And check us out, iguanas.com, if you want to see where we're going to be.
BJ's on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Next week at Vaughn's. Yeah, come out.
Check
the
schedule. Right. Come say hi.
All right.
And you're still driving at Volvo?
Absolutely. That's good, man. All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank
y'all so Thanks, WWL.
Y'all, y'all have a great time. Thank you so much for joining us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, sounds like you had a great day out there. We'll talk about Jazz Fest. We'll talk about the Saints' number one pick. And we'll get an update on Carlos Santana, who was sent to the hospital the other day.
Oh, man. We'll hope everyone enjoyed today's show. Come on out to Jazz Fest. Have a great time. Swing by the Miller Lite tent as